February 20th, 2004, 11 a.m. We're in Palm Springs, California. Where the UFCW is holding a picket in front of the Albertsons, Palm Springs.
My name is Linda Milbrandt, and I'm out here. I want my job back. We came to work on October 11th. They escorted us out of the building and said we were locked out. In the beginning, they didn't want to pay for our benefit package, and it was about our pension package. Vons went out on strike, and Ralph's and Albertsons said if Vons is out on strike, those two companies would lock their employees out, and that's exactly what they did.
So what is it the company wants?
They want to break the union. That's the bottom line. It's not about health care anymore. It's not about our pension. It is about breaking the union.
So you've been out here since then?
102 days, yes.
Has there been any response from the company, from Albertsons?
There hasn't been, but I think lately you can kind of see things are starting to shift into a different way. You can just tell something's coming. It's not like it was before. They're putting notes in people's customers' shopping bags, telling them they're sorry, they want this resolved, so you can kind of see things are starting to change.
Has the union been able to strengthen your negotiating power?
They're at a stalemate. Nobody wants to give in.
So how long are you willing to stay out here then?
As long as it takes.
Is there anything that you'd like to say for people who might be interested in the story and want to learn more?
You can go on the website. Our union is UFCW1167. And just log on to their website, and it'll tell you everything.
Anything else that you'd like to tell people who might be interested in the story but really don't know very much about it?
All I can say is when you see a picket line, don't cross it. You can't listen to the media because the media only tells 50% of the truth. A lot of people think we're out here for $5 or $15 a week. That is a total lie. We are willing to pay the $5 and $15 a week for our benefits. But we're not willing to pay the first $10,000 of our medical care. 80% of the people that work in a grocery store are only part-time people. And the average wage is between $10 and $12 an hour. So it's outrageous to even assume that we could pay the first $10,000. That's why we're out here. The country wants cheaper labor, cheaper health. They don't want to pay for anything that the employee does. And what they're going to do is it's going to go across the country, and what's going to happen is we're not going to have middle class anymore. You're either going to be poor or you're going to be rich, and the middle class person who supports this country is going to be gone. And it's just, it's not right. I mean, I understand a company has to make a profit, but Albertsons is making $100 million a year profit after everything's been paid for, and it's ludicrous to try to have us work for $7 or $8 wages and not give us health care benefits.